Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 7:41 on this Wednesday morning. It's one of the most highly anticipated projects in the area, and we figured it's high time to get an update on what's happening with the Wrigley Center. Developer Larry Jones is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
The Wrigley Center, which is the former Art Van building downtown, is looking a lot different these days, isn't it?
It really is. You know, it's once we start going up with the second, third, and fourth floor of the wood construction, then it's going to get really exciting.
I bet it will. What have you been able to do so far?
Well, you know, we started back the first of the year, and of course, we went in and was doing demo because of the cold, and then we were down for a little bit while they did all the asbestos abatement and cleanup. That took about 3 weeks, and then we went in and there was a lot of internal demo, and then cut in footings and and poured these great big huge footings, you know, to hold up all the steel beams and to support that second, third, and fourth floor.
Any surprises along the way?
Well, in a construction like that, there's always surprises.
Right.
You know, it's kind of referred to as like whack-a-mole, you know. Every time a little problem pops up, you whack it and go on to the next. But overall, it's been a good project. You know, the nice thing was is when they came in and done the boring samples, we had a really good foundation, you know, which was you know, it was very exciting and about that.
Schedule-wise, what are we going to see in the weeks and months ahead?
Well, right now they're in there putting the steel I-beams. So we're looking at about 3 weeks from now they'll pour concrete, and then from there it'll start going up with wood construction. So as people, if they drive by, they can see that the front entrance is going back together right now. We've got the sidewalk out. We're putting the steps in and in the floor and that. Yesterday, the Art Van sign came down. So,
it's kind of a little milestone. I mean,
yeah,
it's a big deal.
A big old heavy thing.
I bet it is. Let's back up a little bit and talk about the scope of this project, the Wrigley Center. Everybody knows it as the former Art Van property in downtown Port Huron. What is the Wrigley Center going to be?
Well, it's going to be it's a building that we want for the community. You know, it's going to be retail on the first floor. We already have a salon going in. We have a shoe store, clothing store. We have a bakery. We have a candy store. There's going to be some food kiosks. There's the farmer's market going in. There's a big entertainment piece. And it's funny because, just yesterday we were talking about that, the possibility of different people renting, and we don't want to rent it to somebody that loses the vision. You know, when we first started this, we kind of referred to as the Chili Fest. You know, they had a 60 by 120 foot tent that they rent every year, and there's always those issues of it, of snow and ice and cold and that. Well, our entertainment piece is a 60 by 120 foot area. Plus we have, you know, the green room, which is the holding area. We have a bathroom with a shower. We have two changing rooms for the band. We have a nice facility for them to get their equipment in and out. And we'll have the bar, and we have another stage that's a permanent stage. So it's, you know, it's that entertainment piece plus more.
Yeah.
So that's going to be good for not only we can hold the Chili Fest, but a lot of other events, weddings, parties, you know, of those natures.
Yeah.
And we have like a rooftop bar with a big rooftop patio for, you know, for the pub that's open to the public.
Right.
And so you'll actually be able to sit up there, you know, 16 foot in the air with a glass railing and look down onto the band and the dance floor and everybody. So that's kind of... And that's exciting. And
yeah,
those big, beautiful wood trusses, there's a bridge that goes over to the elevator and a stairway that goes up. So you're actually going to be walking up inside of those wood trusses. So that's all pretty exciting.
This had to have been a lot of fun to just kind of sit down and start dreaming about what you'd like that thing to be. I mean, your vision obviously is very clear, and it's evolved since the beginning of this project too, hasn't it?
Well, it really has. You know, I mean, when we first looked at it, you know, I always had this vision, I'd like to do a kids' museum. Well, financially and the burden on the community, it just wasn't feasible to put in a kids' museum. So with doing this, we're still going to be able to put in some arcade things, some things for families to be able to do. And hopefully then, you know, it's also going to cash flow. Mm-hmm. And with putting in the 36, you know, lofts that eventually we want to be able to sell, you know, the way the financing is, we can't sell them right off, but we can be creative in that. But, you know, that's the end goal, is to condominiumize and sell them all.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a very people-friendly place. There's going to be it's just going to be a place to hang out, isn't it?
It really is, and that's what, you know, Port here, and that's why everybody's so excited about it, because we don't have something like that in the heart of our downtown, and it's really going to draw people, and it's also going to draw investors, you know, into the area.
Yeah.
You know, we already had a grocery store going, which that's going along very well, I understand, which is really nice, and everybody feeds off each other. Mm-hmm. It's like with the grocery store going in, you know, we're actually on the other side of, on the west side of Michigan Avenue. You know, we run gas lines over into a green space area, so we're going to put barbecue grills in, because we know people are going to walk up to the grocery store, to the meat market, mm-hmm. buy some shish kebabs, come down, throw them on the grill, and then take them back to their units.
Yeah.
So, you know, everybody feeds off each other. And as you've heard me say, you know, over the years, if we worry about our neighbors being successful, then we'll be successful.
That's been the key, hasn't it, all along?
It really has. And, you know, and whether it's Pauline Rep or Jeff Bohm or Dan Casey, you know, people, you know, I hear them talking about how everybody is working together, you know, now, you know, and that's what makes the community grow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking with Larry Jones about the Wrigley Center. If everything goes perfectly, when do you anticipate the ribbon cutting, the grand opening? When do we see the Wrigley Center become populated?
Well, you know, that's, you know, in our stimulus days when it's hard to find workers, and our COVID, you know, delays and our material delays, it's really hard to say. But from the very beginning, we've said it was an 18-month project. So the opening would be, you know, next July.
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, we wanted to be pouring cement, you know, today. And so we're virtually like 3 weeks behind. But we're ahead in some other things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not saying we can't catch that up. But, you know, we want to be open by, you know, the 1st of July next year.
That'd be perfect timing, wouldn't it?
It would, yes.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the obstacles. I mean, anybody that's tried any kind of home improvement projects in the last few months has encountered cost overruns, shortage of labor. I mean, those are all things that must be affecting this project.
Well, and it's, you know, when you see all the jokes going around on Facebook, you know, like I seen one that was, you know, this historic car, you know, all in dust, you know, in a barn, and people are saying, oh my God, it was our lucky day. We not only seen one, but we seen two sheets of OSB, and, you know,
right.
They just look right past the antique car and go to the plywood. But yeah, you know, it's like my wife is telling me, like, Larry, go to sleep when I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning and Googling, you know, the cheapest price for OSB. And it's just like, you know, how can you sleep when plywood is like $69 a sheet? And of course, I only need 1,800 of them, you know, it's like, you know, so it is hard, and it will be hard. But at the same time, we're trying to be creative on a lot of things, you know, so, you know, we've changed some of the layouts and some of them even for the better, you know. For example, that barrel roof, you know, we were going to put insulation with tubefores now we're putting the insulation up and then putting steel or metal on over that, which we don't have to, we're not going to have the cuts, you know, for the mm-hmm. tubefores. So probably a little bit better insulation. The labor is going to be a little bit less, and we're going to use the steel instead of the tubefores. So, you know, you have to be creative, you know, in different avenues the way you do things.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously a labor of love. I can tell you are really excited about this project.
Well, and it's hard not to be you know, any place you go, everybody's excited, you know, and they drive by and they stop and they roll their window down and they're just like, you know, it's going to be amazing for town, you know.
Well, I think having gone through what we've gone through in the last year, there's a real appetite for people to get back out, to get back into the community to be doing things and to have this to look forward to for next year, I think is really neat.
In it, yes, I so agree, and it sparks interest with everybody. All our other stores that have been really hurting, they see a light at the end of the tunnel, and before the COVID days, the streets were, alive with people biking, walking, jogging through town, and it's just families are walking around, and that's exciting.
Yeah, good stuff. Larry, thanks for the update. Really appreciate it. Thanks for all you're doing there at the Wrigley Center.
Well, thank you, and just everybody keep up the good work.
Absolutely. You as well. Larry Jones with us on WPHM. Let's check in with Caleb, see what's happening locally in our news headlines this morning.